Lawmakers have filed several measures targeting Oklahoma's wind industry. The bills most likely to end up on the governor's desk add regulation, like preventing new wind farms from being built near hospitals, schools, and airports, and reduce wind energy tax credits. State Impact's Joe Wirtz traveled to southwest Oklahoma to meet a rancher who's harvesting the wind.
First came here, the only thing on this place was a wagon tracks to a little frame house. Need a lot of change.
Bob Kerr is giving me a tour of his ranch, where he's lived for 43 years. The nearest town, Carnegie, is home to about 1,700 people, which is a sprawling metropolis in southwestern Oklahoma. Spring has brought the heat, but not the rain.
And you mostly run cattle?
Yeah, I just run cattle. We farm some wheat ground, about 400 or 500 acres of wheat. We harvest about half of it. The other half we'll graze out. This year we're not going to graze it all out because we hadn't had rain and substantial rain in a long time. There's what's left of our ponds. Look at here over here. They're just gone.
5 years of drought has plagued Oklahoma. Last year's wheat harvest was a bust. Beef prices are high, which is good for ranchers, but the cattle business can be as volatile as the oil business, which has taken a nosedive in recent months. The wind business, however, is booming, and Kerr couldn't be happier.
I feel like I won the lottery. Have you ever been up close to these things? They're pretty impressive.
The Blue Canyon Wind Farm started operating more than a decade ago. Kerr leased land for 5 turbines. His wife's family owns the neighboring ranch, and they have 17. We drive around the turbines that dot a rocky outcropping above his house. For Kerr, life as a wind farmer is a lot easier than life as a traditional farmer. Turbines, he says, are less hassle than cattle.
This is steady, dependable income. And one thing about it, I don't have to worry about feeding them. Don't have to worry about breaking ice for them in the wintertime. Don't have to worry about these windmills getting out on the road. It's just a no-worry deal. It's been a very pleasant experience.
You don't have to build a barn for them.
Don't have to build a barn for them. I'm building that barn because I can now, because these windmills kind of help me along. It's kind of like a little extra retirement.
Well, the cattle, they've been really good now for some time.
Right.
Bob's wife, Becky.
The bad thing is the wheat, you get a big investment in wheat with all the spraying and fertilizer. And then last year, for the first time in history, we had completely no wheat crop. And then this year, if we don't get rain soon, it's going to be the same story. So
the Kerrs talk about life before turbine blades were spinning hundreds of feet overhead and opposition voiced at the state capitol. Proposals for new wind farms have faced stiff resistance throughout the state. Residents worry about turbine safety, the sound of spinning blades and their effect on wildlife, and the flickering strobe light shadow the turbines can cast. Becky says the company that built Blue Canyon, now owned by EDP Renewables, helped minimize the nuisance.
They told us they'd either do blinds or they would put us in a row of trees out here to block the view. Well, trees grow slowly out here, and, you know, it's just something else to have to water, so we opted for the blinds.
Back in the truck, Bob Kerr says he's made the 90-minute drive to Oklahoma City several times to talk to lawmakers about wind energy legislation.
If you make it too tough a climate in Oklahoma, they'll go to Kansas or Texas or Colorado or somewhere.
Even if tax credits are reduced and turbine locations are limited, the Blue Canyon Wind Farm would be grandfathered in. Whatever happens, Kerr hopes, in the future, the Oklahoma wind can help landowners like him make money if crops wither and oil wells run dry. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Pork Council, committed to ethical animal agriculture and safeguarding Oklahoma's natural resources.